1-800-955-5567 is the number. You can always call us anytime if you've ever wanted to talk to a UFC fighter. We're going to have Frankie Edgar on the phone with us in a minute. He is going to fight for the 145-pound title, featherweight. He's not the champ. He's the challenger. The champion is Jose Aldo. They're calling the most dangerous man at 145? Most lethal?
Whoa!
That's the other guy.
That would scare me. Yeah. Wonder if Frankie's scared at all.
Oh,
like, is there?
He's not.
As a fighter, do you get? Is it just nerves? Like good nerves? Because you just want to go. You just want to fight now.
He's known for his incredible toughness and chin, and having never been finished in MMA.
So he's never been knocked out.
Never been finished.
That's awesome.
So it's going to be one hell of a fight. UFC 156. It's going to happen. Mandalay Bay Event Center in Las Vegas, February 2nd. That's this Saturday, folks. So plan your parties live on pay-per-view. I love how UFC just keeps growing and growing and growing, and these are becoming household names. And it is really taking over when it comes to the fight game.
Yeah, I mean, I love watching.
I like it. Here's the reason I like it. Is because there is no... I mean, there might be some politics behind the scenes about, okay, who's going to fight next. But there's none of that, I'm going to protect my guy.
Right.
You know, I want to protect a record. It seems like when you see a guy's record, it doesn't matter. I mean, he got the opportunity to get into the octagon, and now anybody could walk out. There's no, oh, my guy, like boxing. If he's got one or two losses, then he goes down the rankings, and you know, he might stay there forever if some younger guy with a better record could pass him up.
Right.
In the UFC, it doesn't happen like that.
Yeah, and I think, too, with boxing, it's like there's a lot of dancing around. I can get bored watching boxing. I've never been bored watching UFC fight.
You won't be bored watching Frankie Edgar fight if you haven't seen it, Heidi. And he's on the phone with us. Hello, Frankie.
Frankie?
I don't know what...
That cauliflower ears closed up.
Yeah, he couldn't hear it through the cauliflower. How you doing, man?
Hey, Frankie.
Good. How you guys?
Awesome. You got this huge fight coming up on Saturday. Like I said, I was reading that they're calling Jose Aldo the most lethal 145-pound fighter. He is the champ, and he is awesome, but you are known for your toughness. I mean, is that what you think might carry you through to be wearing that belt at the end of those rounds?
Yeah, you know, I think toughness, along with some other things, you know, that can go into a fight. I think I'm prepared enough to make sure it goes my way.
Do you watch film of the upcoming fighter you're going against, or do you just want to improve your own skills and whatever happens happens?
Yeah, I watch film. I'm not a huge advocate of it. You know, my team will sit me down and make me watch it, and when they do, I will focus on some things, but I do like to just focus on my skills and improve my areas as much as I can.
Now, Frankie, what is your strategy for this fight on February 7th at Mandalay Bay? Is your goal to always just knock him out in the first round? Is that always the goal of a fighter?
I mean, yeah. I mean, if you could do that, it'd be great. It's easier said than done.
Right.
You know, I just want to go in there and just dominate all the way through as best I can.
But do you have that, like, I would assume being a fighter, you're also an entertainer in the UFC. So is there that little piece where you go, well, if I knock him out in the first round, that's great, but I do want to give these UFC fans a good show. You want people to be going, man, did you see that fight on Saturday, as opposed to, oh, it lasted 30 seconds, he knocked him out, and it was over.
Yeah, you know, most of my fights end up being drag-out wars, so... If I go in there and get a nice quick one, that'd be nice.
All right.
Are there bonus incentives for that knockout or the submission of the night? What are the bonus incentives like? And does that play into you at all?
Knockout of the night, a submission night, and also fight of the night. So if your fight is very exciting, you get fight of the night. I think I won fight of the night five or six times.
Wow.
And I won knockout of the night once before as well.
And do you ever think about that, or are you just going in, just whatever happens, happens, and if I get the fight of the night, awesome. I mean, because I know it's a financial incentive to get that title for the evening. Does that ever play into your thought process?
I just go out there and lay it on the line. You know, that's kind of my fighting style. I just fight with a lot of heart, and sometimes that's what brings out the most exciting fight.
For people who don't know about your fighting style, Frankie, what are your strong points? What are you good at?
You know, I'm a college wrestler. I started out as a wrestler, but I stand up a lot. You know, in this game, you gotta be able to do everything. I like to say I'm just a well-rounded mixed martial artist at this point.
You know, we had Ronda Rousey in the studio with us, and she wanted to demonstrate what she was famous for, which is the arm bar, and she put me in an arm bar. Have you ever been in? And I can't even. She was obviously going easy on me, but I can see how that would completely. I mean, somebody's just going to submit so quickly. Have you ever been in an arm bar?
I've been in armbar in training that I've been submitted, plenty of times. In a fight, I've never been submitted, but I've been in a, pretty tight armbar that I had to weasel my way out of.
Yeah, I can't even imagine how you get out of that. It's like, it seems impossible.
What was I going to say? Oh, when you're not doing the whole fighting thing and you're just at home, what do you do for fun? I mean, you hang out, you got buddies, you go skeet shooting. What do you do?
Yeah, well, I have two young kids. I got a 4-year-old, 2.5-year-old. So, they take up a lot of my time. But, I hang out with my friends, stuff like that. I'm in the gym quite often, though. But, so most of my free time I usually spend it with my family.
Are your kids always wrestling around in the living room floor?
Yeah, they're maniacs. living room floor, in the middle of the mall, wherever they are, they're just going at it all the time.
Would it be something that you would one day, as an old Grandpa Edgar, or just an old father, just to like to see your – are they boys or girls?
Two boys.
Oh, man.
Would you like to see your boys fight in the octagon someday?
If they choose to do it, I'll support them 100%. I like to get them into, wrestling, jiu-jitsu and stuff at a young age. And, if they seem to like it and they want to take it to the next step, I'm all about it.
But even if they don't go into the UFC, I think that kind of stuff is probably really good for their self-esteem. And
you have. Are they actually taking, are they going to the gym at 4 and 2? I mean, do they have classes?
No, I took them to wrestling. Wrestling's a little, they're a little young yet.
Daddy's the gym.
Take them to mess around. Take them to the gym with me. They see Daddy do, just work out. So they get it.
Do they have matching little singlets?
Yeah.
How adorable.
not yet. No, the baby headgear.
Oh, my Lord. Adorable.
Thank you so much for coming on the show, Frankie. And good luck.
We're rooting for
this Saturday against Jose Aldo. Hopefully you'll be walking out of the octagon wearing that belt around your waist. That's Saturday, February 2nd.
Thanks so much. It was a pleasure.
Live on pay-per-view from the Mandalay Bay Event Center in Las Vegas. Be sure and watch that. It's going to be a great fight. Thank you, Frankie. Also on that card, Alistair Overeem. He returns against Antonio Bigfoot Silva.
So he's not a small guy.
There's a scratch in this octagon. So, yeah, quite a card this Saturday. Be sure and get it on pay-per-view. We'll be right back. We are Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.